Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, it's been a week since I was on the call, actually last Friday in Southern California, and had a lot of activity, a lot of things going on this week that we're going to bring you up to speed on. So first thing, I want to, again, welcome everybody to Open Mic Friday. Guys, we always have an open mic policy, but especially on Fridays. We want to hear from you. We want to hear a testimony of what's going on with your recruitment, with your team, and obviously what's going on with your merchants if you're out there in the field and getting statements. So if you're on the call today or on the link today, you want to use the dial-in. Our dial-in is 646-716-8438. Again, 646-716-8438. We want you to press 1. That'll bring you up into the queue, and as soon as we get done with the first segment, we're going to bring on our callers. So, you know, I know we're going to have a great call today, guys. I spoke with Mr. Eric Stennett this morning. He's over in LJ, Georgia, with a couple of his teams. They're getting out to some merchants. Got a lot of things going on there. Mr. Gary Elvis Britt, we won't hear from him today, but he is on a plane headed to Houston, getting ready for the Houston event, as well as I think Eric's going to be leaving in an hour. We'll hear from him. He's going to Houston. We're going to be hearing from Mike Livingston. I know Rhonda Prince out in Houston, Mr. Robert Powell out in Houston. So we got Houston on the map. A lot of things going on. Great weekend last weekend. So, you know, first thing I want to do is hand the mic over to our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva. Hey, Jeff, you know, great event last week. I really appreciate everything you guys did to get the center ready for the Friday night party. You had a wonderful turnout from Southern Cal. A lot of people there representing, and you know, just again, great job on everything that you guys did to put that together.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Bill Resides. And, you know, as we talked about on the distributor training call, not to repeat, but, you know, for the people that weren't on, you know, we had our grand opening out here in Southern California, and, you know, three big great events. Friday night was the VIP party. Saturday was the all-day training, and you know, just FYI, that was over-the-top, great information. And then, of course, Sunday we had our big Super Bowl party. And, you know, everything I've been talking about really for the last 8 weeks, you could start to see to come together. And when I say come together, I'm talking about, you know, the Affinity 24 family, just feeling that camaraderie, just feeling that we're all in this together. You know, I talked about it a little bit, that you have one chance to launch. And this is going to be a special group, you guys. The group that we have right now is a special group. We're the ones that are going to put together the foundation that's going to take Affinity 24 into the future. And I can honestly say, every day, everybody is looking to improve on what we have. You know, starting with our CEO, Mr. Nick Logan, our COO, Mr. Garrett Logan, you know, talking about Mr. Bill Resides, Mr. Rick Lindsay, Mr. Mike Medina, you know, Noreen, who's really in charge of sales support. I mean, every day we are in that room and we're looking to improve. You have to know that. And, you know, it's very, very important that everybody has a mentality of doing one thing. We work as one. The Affinity 24 is one team. Okay, I'm a firm believer in that. Now, everybody within Affinity 24 has their own groups. We all understand that. Okay, but understand, you have to, and this is a mentality I've always had. I don't look on each side of me. I don't look above me. I have a mentality of playing my ball. Jeff and Lisa play our ball. I'm not looking what everybody else does. Okay, play your ball. Okay, never get distracted. Because I've learned one thing, all distractions are equal. You have to have your plan that you stand by. So when we do the people development trainings, like we did on Saturday, like we do every Monday, if you understand that part of it, the biggest challenge you will have is not our comp plan. The biggest challenge you will have will not be our products. It will not be our systems. the biggest challenge, and here it is, okay, standing in the corner, weighing 260 pounds, heavyweight champion of the world, you. In the other corner, weighing 260 pounds, heavyweight champion, you. It's you versus you that's the biggest challenge in our business. Jeff versus Jeff is my biggest obstacle. That's just being transparent. My biggest enemy and my biggest asset is me. It's me. I always have that other side. Even though I've been doing this for 21 years, you don't think I have another voice talking to me? No matter what it is I do? I like to work out. I work out every day. But do you know that other voice still tells me every day, do you really want to go? Come on, Jeff. Pull over. Let's go eat. And the other voice is going, no, no, Jeff, don't listen to him. Come on. Come on, Jeff. Let's go to the gym. And the other voice goes, no, let's go have a drink. Let's go have a glass of wine. Don't do that, Jeff. It's me versus me is my biggest enemy. And the same thing happens in business. Come on, Jeff, pull over. Go to that strip mall. Who knows? Maybe you're going to find somebody that wants to become an agent. No, Jeff, just drive by the strip mall. Come on, Jeff, make that phone call. This could be the agent that builds you a big business. Come on, Jeff, don't call. What if they say no? I still struggle with it. I struggle. And if I'm struggling, what are you doing? I've been doing this 21 years. Here's the difference. I know how to deal with my other voice now. I know why that other voice is there. It's to keep me in checks and balances. It's that other voice is there to check my desire. Let's see if Jeff's desire is really there. Let's turn up the heat and see if he'll listen to me. It's the other voice. The other voice will keep us broke because we listen to that other voice. Because that other voice always has the easy way out. And as human beings, what path do we take? Do we take the path of least resistance, or do we take the path of pain and opportunity? In most cases, we take the path of least resistance. That's why most of us do what we do every day. That's why I challenge you guys that this is all about developing ourselves, right? Okay. It's Friday. Here's what I want you to ask yourself. If you had a team of 500 people in your group and everybody did what you did Monday through Thursday, everybody did exactly what you did Monday through Thursday. Now answer to yourself, would you be rich or would you be broke? Just answer to yourself. I know when I first got involved, right, in my first 5 years in the business, if everybody did what I did, I'd be broke. Because I was really good at telling everybody else what to do. But my actions did not match what I was telling other people to do. What was that? What was the problem? You versus you. It's amazing. This is the stuff that takes you to the next level. When you're able to deal with your other voice, you're able to deal with everybody else because everybody else has the other voice. When people leave an opportunity meeting or they get off a webinar, don't you think there's two voices talking to them? I guarantee you one voice is going, wow, this makes sense. And the other voice is going, are you crazy? Those are one of those things. I don't know. Maybe this could be something that makes us financially independent. And another voice is, stick with your job. You know what I'm saying? We all battle this. Play your ball. And your ball has to be played by understanding and being aware of your other voice. That's my challenge today. Be aware when that other voice talks to you. And just say, acknowledge it. Oh, there's the other voice. And see if it has less and less control over you as you acknowledge it. I know without a doubt I am going to go work out at 3 o'clock. Guys, listen, I've been in health and fitness my whole life. And I know right before I get in my car and I start to drive, the other voice starts in on me. even after 30 years. Come on, Jeff, go home. It's Friday night. Don't work out. And, man, you get lazier and lazier as you drive closer to the club. It's the same thing in business. So play your ball. Okay, now, one more thing before we go to the callers. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get a book. It's called The Four Agreements. I forgot the author. Just Google The Four Agreements. Okay? And if you live according to The Four Agreements, your journey will be a lot smoother. Let me just touch on The Four Agreements. Number one, be impeccable with your word. Always do what you say you're going to do. And obviously, there's a lot more to it that I'm giving you right now. Number two, don't take anything personally, period. Never take anything personally. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality and their own dream. In most cases, they don't have one, so they much rather ridicule you than do something about their situation. Don't take anything personally. That one will really help most people as they take this journey. Number three, don't make assumptions. This one agreement can completely transform your life. Whenever you find yourself saying, I think, you're making an assumption. If you start your sentence out by saying, I think, you're making an assumption. Why? Because you're thinking. Understand that one. And the fourth one, always do your best. That's it. Always remember, you versus you. Always do your best. Get that book, guys. It's an easy read. It's a one-day read. But I'm telling you, you read that book over and over again, and then you go out there and implement our simple system. It'll be a lot simpler to go out there and take this journey. So with that being said, guys, okay, I am excited about today's call. And before we get to the first caller, I'm just remembering certain things. We have a new training schedule a lot of you may have seen. And I know this really only applies to California, but it really doesn't. Because we are putting together the technology for people around the country to be plugging into our training schedule remotely. So we've added next week, okay, we have three opportunity meetings at the training center. We have a core donate training on Wednesday. Then we have an advanced statement reading, okay, on Thursday. Okay, now I'm not saying that we have this technology yet. We will. You will be plugged into what's going on in our training center. And as we get this thing perfected, this is what we're going to want everybody duplicating around the country. So we are trial and error right now. Remember, we're startup. And by the way, just FYI, I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag. We are not ready to officially launch in April. We are going to stay in pre-launch mode, probably until June. Okay, and that's good news for everybody. That is good news. Because we need to have the right foundation before we really go out there. Now, we're out there now. I'm talking about to put the right synergy together to really take our company, okay, where it needs to go in the second half of 2015. So between now and June, it's massive action. Okay, we are still in pre-launch. There's been companies that I know of who were in pre-launch for 18 months. And guess what? When they launched, they had all kinds of success stories. We need to create the success stories. And with that theme, you're going to be seeing on Sunday night, okay, I'm putting myself out there to make sure this gets done, okay, a whole new way for all of us to make immediate income. On Sunday night, on the webinar on Sunday. Now, remember, there's a webinar today at 4. 4 o'clock today, which is 7 o'clock Eastern. And then Sunday night at 6, another opportunity webinar. But we are always tweaking so we can get money in your pocket. Okay, so with that said, I would love to go to the first caller. And remember, guys, remember the theme, edification, system, and go into your testimonial. Okay, so, Bill, who's our first caller?
Hey, before we go to the first caller, I just wanted to chime in what you said because, you know, the fact of not being ready for April, you know, and being able to be in pre-launch for three to four more months, guys, you know, one, that's an incredible opportunity, just like what Jeff said, incredible opportunity to continue. The word pre-launch is so powerful if you really understand and you go out and prospect properly. This is the basement opportunity. You know, this is not even hitting ground floor yet. And you know, what is launch? What are we getting ready for to launch? You know, we've got to have our systems streamlined. We've got to have our training and materials out there streamlined, our marketing materials streamlined, our website up and functional. So, guys, you know, these are all things that we're working on, and I want to let everybody know, just like what Mr. Jim Alba said, even on launch, guys, we're going to be 70%. We're never, ever going to be 100% because we're always going to be evolving, always going to be adding, implementing newer, better, slicker systems. But we want to be 70 to 80% when we hit launch, and we're going to focus as hard as we can to get this done by June so that when you launch, you're going to have the marketing materials, you're going to have the links, you're going to have things that you need in your arsenal to really go out there and go global. So I just wanted to chime in on that, Jeff. Great, great point. And let's go to some callers real quick. I know we've got Houston on the map. You know, again, we're setting up markets. We're setting up areas. Mm-hmm. Right now we're going to Houston. We've got Miss Rhonda Prince in the queue. So I want to take it to Rhonda real quick and see what's happening. Hey, good morning, Rhonda. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Rhonda Prince, and I am in Houston, Texas. I am so excited. I first want to express my appreciation to some of the leadership, like Nick and Garrett Logan, for being the creators of this, and Rick and Mike and you, Bill, for kind of helping to put this concept together, and Jeff and Lisa for the daily commitment for helping to get us trained, and Kevin and Arlene, I mean, awesome, awesome support in the field. I mean, we can call them anytime, and they have been such a great attribute and support for me. And so I want to express my appreciation to all of you guys. And I tell you, I am very excited about this weekend and welcome everyone who's coming to Texas and particularly Houston. And I can tell you I've spoken with Georgia. I've spoken with Eric and Steve, who are headed out here from Georgia, and I've spoken with Gary Elvis, and he's flying into San Antonio, and they're driving out here. He and Rob are driving out here. And then I have Bobby, that I spoke to in Austin, and he's headed out here. And then there's a big, awesome team out of the Woodlands who are coming into Houston to participate in this weekend for us. And I tell you, I am just excited. I'm really, really excited about this. I appreciate you guys coming out here and helping to get us going. And let me tell you, in Texas, we believe in doing it big. So you come out here, and you're going to help us get this thing going, and then watch out because Texas is going to be on the map.
Rhonda, thank you. That's a great testimony. I hear great things, Rhonda, about what you're doing out there. And you know what? A market, no matter how big or how small, can never happen without the right leadership. And from everything that we know about you, Rhonda, you are the right person to really help lead that team. And that is what it's going to take to build the Houston market. And guys, understand, from Houston, we're going to get Dallas. From Dallas, we're going to get San Antonio. From San Antonio, we're going to get Austin. I call it the wicked triangle out there. Get that market going. It's over. You got to secure four markets in network marketing. You need to secure California, Texas, Florida, and New York. You need to secure and have leadership. From there, you get the rest of the country. So, Rhonda, thank you. Bring your energy. Mr. Rick Lindsay is out there working hard for everybody, but I appreciate you and great edification, by the way. Bill,
thank
who else
you.
Do we have? You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Rhonda. I want to go ahead. Mr. Rick Lindsay's got a meeting at 10:30, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. We've got several other callers in the queue, but let's bring Rick in real quick. Hey, Rick, got you live on Blog Talk.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Does everybody hear me okay?
Hey, loud and clear.
Hey, Bill. All right, good deal. Hey, Mr. Giamalva, that was a great great opening you did there. I mean, it's just it's awesome what we got going on here. I'm actually sitting here with one of the people that you're going to hear a lot about also, with Rhonda down here, Mr. Larry Finn. And so Mr. Finn is going to build a massive team inside of the company here. He's got a thumbs up, big thumbs up going while we're having a little breakfast before we head off to our meeting in a couple minutes. But, hey, we just wanted to tell everybody, Houston is going to rock it tonight and tomorrow. We're going to have a great time down here. We're at the Doubletree Hotel just outside of the Intercontinental Airport. Literally, as soon as you come out, it's across the street and you're there. So the Houston Doubletree at the Intercontinental Airport. And we've got a great meeting room set up. It's a nice hotel, so make sure you get everybody out tonight. If you know somebody in the area or within an hour or so, a couple hours, sounds like it's what Rhonda was saying, with anywhere within the Texas border. You get them down here to Houston. We're going to have fun. But we've got some great stuff. You know, like Jeff was saying and Bill was saying, things are going to constantly be moving, and we're moving at light speed right now. We've got things. Mike and I were on the phone late last night for a couple hours planning a product rollout for next month that is just awesome. We're fine-tuning it. We've got some stuff to do. So it's going to, you know, take the point-of-sale system world by storm with what we're going to do with it. So we've got a lot of great stuff. Everything's moving. So you have to just stay plugged in, keep abreast of what's going on. We've got new things coming down the line. Our relationships on the back end side are growing at such a speed. Companies are coming to us, begging us for our business because they're realizing what we're doing right now. And we haven't even gotten started yet. And it's just due to the great leadership out in the field and all around the country that everybody's jumping in, working hard. You know, we're going to work right along with you, and we're going to make this thing happen. So I'm pumped up about it. I could go on for a while. I've got to jump into another meeting here. I just wanted to tell everybody we appreciate what you're doing, and if you're anywhere where you can get to Houston, we're going to have a great meeting tonight. Then tomorrow, we're great training all day long. We're going to roll out and show you how to do this business, how to make money fast inside of Affinity 24, and Jeffskin and the team are going to be doing that up in the training center, and I'm sure we've got it going all over around the country. I talked to Mr. Crawford last night as soon as I landed. He was on the phone. I think they were writing up. Six or seven people in South Florida were joining yesterday, and I think they have 10 applications coming in from businesses that they're writing up. So things are happening. The Bill Neffel, Chester Crawford team is out doing it too. So, hey, we're proud of everybody, and I'm going to turn this back over to you, Bill.
Hey, I appreciate you, Rick, and thanks again for everything that you're doing out there, buddy. And just don't hesitate to call if you guys need anything whatsoever from corporate or from our end for support. We're here for you. So appreciate the efforts and what's going on. Let's take it real quick, Jeff, to Mr. Robert Powell. I know Gary Elvis is flying into San Antonio, and they're going to be heading up. So, hey, good morning, Robert. I've got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Great call, as always. Jeff, Rick, Bill, everybody, you guys are awesome. And Rhonda, we're all excited here in Texas to have you kind of get the ball going for us, and we promise we'll follow suit. Yes, she's correct. Gary's on his way to San Antonio, and then from there we're going to Houston, and we're going to try to see if we could put together this wicked triangle that Jeff's talking about. And he's exactly right. I mean, that once that gets going, we're done down here. We just got to keep, you know, we've got to keep the momentum going and everything. But what I'm picking up out of everything that Jeff is saying is that, and then Rick, is that, and you too, Bill, is that we're being left without excuse. I mean, you're making this new adventure so exciting and so much easier that you're literally leaving us without excuse. And Jeff, you guys are all becoming my other voices. I mean, we're all hit by these other voices. But if you and our great leaders become those other voices, we have no choice but to keep on going and moving in the right direction. And I'm excited that Gary's going to be down here, and we've got a meeting set up for Monday, so we're going to try to have a full house of good people, good solid number nines and tens, and see if we can get this other point of the triangle going here in Texas, because I know things are going to be picking up in Houston, and then – The Austin group is going to make a difference, and from Woodland, and we've just got to get Dallas going, and San Antonio is there. We're just got to just keep the momentum going, guys. I want to thank you all for everything, and I can't wait to have Gary come down here, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on here with some of the Catholic charities, the Archdiocese. They're huge organizations, and they're all excited about working with us, and we've found some really good leaders in the group, and I've got Billy Dixon coming down from Louisiana. Lynette Abdo, one of my team members, is coming down here, and I'm working with, like I said, more and more my good people, and just want to say thank you guys, and we're going to make this weekend a great weekend.
Hey, Robert, thanks again a ton. I appreciate what you guys are doing down there. And I know we're looking forward to seeing the pictures of the event, what you guys have got happening as you head up there to Houston. Jeff, I want to go to Mr. Mike Livingston in Atlanta. He's texting me saying Atlanta is going to be competing with, looks like, Houston and California. So, Mike, I've got you live on Blog Talk. Why don't you come out and give us a testimonial of what you've got going on?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good to talk to you guys this morning. Yeah, absolutely. Atlanta is definitely going to be in competition with every one of these cities, from California, you know, to New York. We're going to be there, man. We got a lot of good team members here in this area, and, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it. You wanted me to give a testimony, and I was just going to let everybody know, you know, there were some issues with getting one of my applications through, and I know people have had issues submitting things, but, you know, I think that's part of the growth process and them moving the offices and things, and maybe some things fell through the cracks. But I do want to say that I got my very first one approved, I believe, last night, and that terminal should be going out in the next day or two to my merchant over in Alabama. I also submitted a brand-new application for one of my clients in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a wholesale and a retail company. And the guy does, web-based. He's got a web-based platform as well as he has a mobile platform that he's going to be using when he does trade shows, because he is in the wholesale clothing industry. And then he also has a retail store that he and his wife run. So I got that proposal back this morning. So, I mean, it was in, you know, basically less than 48 hours. So I got the proposal back. So to me, the process is streamlined. I had a really good talk yesterday with Noreen from home office. And, you know, she was explaining to me some of the things that they put in place to make sure that, you know, they get back with the reps in a timely fashion. And I know that's, for me, that's very important. Communication is big, and looks like the company is indeed taking the steps that they need to take to handle the volume that's going to be coming in from, you know, all the reps that are out here now, plus the reps that are coming on board as they learn about the opportunity, Bill. So, I'll kick it back to you with that. I'm very excited and look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate it. So, you know, from the first, let me ask you a question. From the first statement that you sent in, to yesterday, you're seeing a different streamlined system. What all did you go over with you yesterday that they put it in place?
Well, I know with the moving, centralizing the office over there, for one, I mean, I think there's been an issue where, you know, offices were across, from what I understand, their offices were across the street from one another. They weren't all in the same facility, and some people would be in one office and they'd have to walk things over, and they were, you know, I guess things got, it was like, for me, I would call out there and I would have an issue with having somebody call me back to follow up on an application. Like the first time I submitted an application, it was over a week before they got back with me to let me know that I had to have another signature and a Social Security number on an application, which I had followed up immediately after I sent it in to make sure that they got it. But, you know, I wasn't informed for over a week later. Well, you know, once I resubmitted it yesterday, I mean, I got an email within 30 minutes that they had received it. Then I followed up. I called out there to make sure that they had it. She had already forwarded it on over to to the correct people, and I guess that approves all the apps, make sure everything was okay with it. And then I talked to her about the other one that I had sent in. She confirmed she had that. She told me I'll get on it right away. And this was yesterday afternoon about, I guess, about 5 o'clock my time, maybe getting close to 6 Eastern time. And thing this morning, I had the email and the proposal ready for my client. So the turnaround time was much faster, you know, to say the least. And she told me that they would indeed be making sure that, you know, when a fax or an email came in, that it was going through the process quickly. I was told the other day, I think Eric was telling me, that they want to make sure that within 2 hours that the rep is notified that, you know, if there's any discrepancies that have to be fixed or signatures missing or, you know, the proposal was wrong, that they get back to the rep and let them know right away what has to take place. And for me, that's huge, because I've been in sales my entire life. So when you send something in, you want to make sure that the company gets, because that's your income is coming in off of your sales and that of your team. So you want to me, I know that's a big plus for everybody on the call to be able to know that when they send something in, it's going to be taken care of right away. There's no doubt, and that's what I think had been missing. And I think they're. I'm not saying it's 100%, but it looks to me like they have indeed made some great strides to improve every single process, and that's what I mean.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on, giving testimonial, and congratulations on your first one getting put through. Keep up a good job.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be getting a lot of them now.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to send it back to you. I had two or three people that were in there, but nobody's pressed one at the moment. So if anybody else wants to chime in today, you know, feel free to press one. I know I just got a text from Eric, and he's actually fixing to step out there with a merchant, and they're gonna call in to tell us what's going on in LJ, Georgia. So bring it back to you for a minute.
So you know, you guys, you listen to you know, Rhonda Prince, and you listen to, you know, some of the people out there, you know, there are people excited. And, you know, what we want to get to is we want to take that excitement, of course, right, and we want to translate it into, you know, everybody becoming a testimonial of what they did that week to help their business grow. And, you know, I said it the other day, and this is a correction that we're going to be making. You know, I said it, and I'm very transparent, because I think the only way to get better is to really identify where you're at. If you don't know where you are, you can't possibly get to where you're going. I think everybody understands that. If you go to a mall, right, and you're looking for a certain store, you go to that big map, right? And that map says you are here. If you didn't know where you were and you wanted to get to Nordstrom, right, it would be very difficult. You'd have to walk around the whole mall, as opposed to I'm here and I have to get to there, right? Well, it's the same thing in this business. We know without a doubt, and I said this, I cannot parade hundreds of people across the stage making money. To me, that is the opportunity. We were in San Diego last night, had a great meeting. Okay, I believe we got 5 new people started, okay, last night. And, you know, I was sitting there and I was talking to these people, and you could see the excitement level, because we have to follow the system. And I said this before, and I'm just going to say it again. When you get on these calls, it's who you are, it's edification of your leadership, and it's talking about the simplicity of our system. Then you go into your testimonial, okay? We're going to get this right, okay? So our business is all about meetings, parties, and trainings. Meetings, parties, and trainings, okay? So we understand the meetings, and we understand the trainings. But I want to make sure everybody understands the most effective meeting usually is what happens after the meeting. It's that social time. So afterwards, we went out, okay, to a local place, and we all got something to eat. The whole group came. Okay, if you guys have Facebook and you friend me, you could see the pictures. We got to get good at marketing our excitement. So, Rhonda, if you're on this call still, you need to be snapping pictures at the Houston event. I need you to friend me. We need to put pictures on Affinity 24. We have to show the fun. Okay, it's not just going out there and going to a meeting and talking about merchant processing. Think about that. Hey, guys, you want to come to a meeting? We're going to talk about merchant processing. Oh, that sounds like fun. Let's go learn about terminals. No. What are you really selling? You're selling the fun. You're selling the excitement. And then we have to live to that fun and excitement. Jeff, you're always smiling. You're always excited. Yes. I want to make people feel good. Listen, if we don't make people feel good, they're not going to keep coming back. We got to get them to feel differently than they feel during the day. If they feel the same way at work as they do at our meetings, there's no difference. So they're going to say, why do I want to get involved with that? So, guys, understand, when we put this system together, a big part of the system that we will implement is fun. We did more business after the meeting than we did in the meeting. Why? Because people want to talk to you. People want to interact. So we all stayed out and we all had fun and we were answering questions that we didn't answer at the meeting. They got to know us as people. Right? See, that is what's going to build this business. It's not just coming out here and talking about, you know, all the – that's part of it. Yes, of course we want to talk about the business, but I'm telling you how to build it. And the way you build it is by following the simple system. Okay, now I want you to understand, I'm not senile. I know I repeat myself a lot, but there's a reason for it. When we keep talking about the same thing, no one finds a chink in our armor. You follow me? If you have person after person talking about the system, right, and we have person after person talking about the fun, and we have person after person talking about the results, people want to be part of that. That's what we have to put together. Rhonda's right on it. Okay, she's going to be the fun. She's going to be the excitement. You're going to be all things to all people in this business. That's the business. You're going to be all things to all people. I got to be the knowledge. I got to be the fun. Okay? And so that's how you'll build a team. And that's how you'll keep your team. Okay? You're going to only keep your team so long, okay, by giving them product knowledge. They want to be able to come here. You know why a lot of people get involved? It's a release. It's to be part of that excitement. That's the number one thing that we will build our business on. People can't get the knowledge and training. What do they say? If you want to change your situation, you've got to change your environment. Affinity 24 is going to be a change of environment for a lot of people. That's why they're going to do it. It's that personal development. It's that camaraderie. And then you add to it making money. It's over. It's over. And it starts with the people understanding this on these phone calls. Anybody else come in the queue, Bill?
Yes, I've got Miss Jude Davis in the queue. Hey, Jude, got your own blog talk.
Bring on Jude. She's not too excited.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's absolutely such a blessing to be here. And I have to thank Mr. Nick and Garrett Logan for their vision. They're putting together a dream for all of us here. So thank you. Thank you, Garrett brothers. I love you guys. I've met them. They are the most wonderful down-to-earth people I've ever met. So thank you. Mr. Rick Lindsay and Mike Medina, I got to meet them multiple times now, and they are constantly working for us, making everything wonderful and being there for questions. And the training they did this past weekend was just wonderful. We got all the details we needed about the industry, so thank you so much for that. And then for the first time, I got to meet Jeff and Lisa in person at the training center opening, and what a great couple. The energy, the knowledge, the motivation, and I have to say, Saturday, Lisa gave a training, and I mean, it's the basics. She had her three-ring binder briefcase kind of folder, and bottom line, we can't go out on an appointment with the right papers, and it was brilliant. So thank you so much, Lisa, for that. You know, when we talk to people, we got to be ready to write business, because when they're ready and we don't have it together, like, we're in trouble. We blew that one. So anyway, thank you, thank you. You guys get that together, multiple copies. And so just a quick little story. Before I went out to California, it's like, oh, man, I need some cash, and I didn't have a debit card. So went to the bank, got my cash, got my debit card. The guy goes, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, I help nonprofits make more money through people donating stuff. And the guy goes, oh, incredible, I want your business card. The girl across the cubicle stood up and said, I want one too. I know a guy with a nonprofit. So fast forward to Tuesday, I stayed a couple days at the office. Oh, and by the way, I have to hand it off to every single person that put that building together in less than a week, from trashed to beautiful and gorgeous. So hands off to the entire team for that. Anyway, I get a call out of the blue from this bank girl's friend. Set an appointment, went on the appointment, nonprofit for the VA, for veterans. They're like, oh, my gosh, we have a list of everything that we knew we needed to do, and we didn't know how to do it, and here you are. And then to top it off, they asked about being a rep. So, you guys, we are blessed, blessed, blessed. And I want to thank everyone that is here, from reps on up to the very top. Thank you for making this the force to be reckoned with that we are in this industry.
Jude, thank you for coming on. It was great to see you out there, and I don't think she's excited yet.
Hey, Jude, take it to, just bottle that and sell it on the street, and we'll all be wealthy. Great job, Jude.
Let's take it up to Pennsylvania. Mr. Bill Neffel's in the queue. Good morning, Bill. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jeff. And just letting you know, we're down here. We're still in sunny Miami, South Beach. And, you know, I was taking Dr. Roy Abbato out for the last couple weeks. And he's down here in South Beach also with his brother Byron. And he's using his brother Byron's warm market in South Beach. And right now, I believe he just called me up about maybe 15 minutes ago. He's so excited, because he has five merchants that want to sign up. So the training part of it really works, because he's not even afraid to go in there and talk to the people. He gets their camaraderie. Matter of fact, I even heard him. He's a Filipino guy. He goes, hey, how you doing? He says, I'm doing good. How you doing? So that part works when you get the camaraderie with the relationship with the merchant. And his brother, same thing. He's Roy, and just keeps on going and going. I know that Chester, he had the meeting last night, and I believe Chris, he actually signed up. He's signing up the pizza place. So this is really working. And I know Mike Klein. I'm with Mike Klein also, and he's also doing. He's going down the street and doing what he learned. And I don't even have to say anything to the guy anymore. So they're actually both professionals are doing it. So I'm excited. These guys are excited. Back to you.
Bill, you say you're excited?
I've been excited since I met everybody in Mobile. And it just gets better and better.
enjoy that weather down there. I look forward to getting some merchants signed up so we can all take a trip down to South Beach.
Oh, one other thing. My Bernie Coker, he signed somebody up today, and he already made his warm list, and he's already has a list of all the merchants that are either in Pennsylvania or in New Hampshire that he's going to be working with. Myself and him are going to go out and work with these people. I'm actually going to train Bernie on what to do, and actually Chester and I are going to go up to New Hampshire and talk to, I think he has like six more people that are going to sign up in New Hampshire. So he's definitely excited. Everybody's excited.
Jeff, see what happens when folks follow the system. Bill, thank you for everything you guys are doing. We really appreciate you. All right. Our chief operating officer is in the queue. Let's take it to Mr. Logan. Hey, Garrett, appreciate you coming on this morning. I know you've been working around the clock, so it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to thank everybody that came over the weekend. I think the event was a success. You know, obviously, like Jude was saying, time is amazing. What the changes were with the building, and you know, it's all about the energy right now. People are out there doing, you know, they're out in the streets, they're bringing in statements. Turnaround time's quicker. Things are just getting better, and I'm just so blessed to be part of this. It's a lot of work. We got the right guys willing to do the job, and you know, things are just going well. And you know, you see how it works. You know, you meet. Was that Bernie Kosar you were saying, the ex quarterback? Is that what Bill was? Nephils was saying, or
let me bring him back on here.
Bill, he wishes he was the quarterback now.
I thought you said the ex-Cleveland Browns man. Then we'd be cooking. So, anyway, I know this thing's going off like gangbusters. We have Rick Lindsay over in Houston. He's got a group about 50 that he's doing an event with right now, and we will continue to update you as big events are happening and the success stories. You know, we're going to start putting people on the line that have had some great success out there. But there's a lot. Specifically, a lot of agents out there doing just phenomenal work, and you know, I could sit on the line for 20 minutes and say, you know, throw kudos out to everybody. But all in all, things are coming together, guys. I was super excited. It was a lot of effort by everybody put in to make the event happen. I just want to thank the Lord that we were able to pull that off. It was a lot. We were under the gun, and we made it happen. So. Anyway, back to you, Bill. I just want everybody to have a great weekend. Just keep moving forward. You know, we will get through a lot of the things that we're working through right now. Just know that if you have questions, refer to your upline. You know, I know there's a lot of people trying to text me and get to me. It really bottlenecks me, guys. I'm out with specific projects, so if you guys can divert to the proper channels, that would be very helpful for me. Because I'm focused and I get 911s all the time, so if you guys can please, I can see them, but I'm gonna push those off to the appropriate party. So anyway, have a great weekend. God bless you guys, and let's just keep moving forward.
Hey, thanks, Garrett. Thanks for coming on this morning. We got Mr. Craig Diamond in the queue. Let's go to Craig real quick. Hey, Craig, give us a quick update on what's been taking place with you.
Well, good morning to everyone. I'm thrilled to be on. I want to thank Mr. Garrett Logan, who is working tirelessly, Mr. Jeff Giamalva, who I'm learning from every day, people like yourself, Mr. Bill Resides, very quiet, hardworking, a team player, just great group of people, and of course, Rick Lindsay and Mike Medina, who make so much happen. What I really want to come on and share real briefly about Core Donate is touching on Jude. Jude was out at the meeting. She is infectious. I was up giving a presentation, having a little trouble with my voice, and I see this very nice person handing me a cough drop. So that's the kind of human being she is. We have Bill Neffel and Mike Klein making things happen, and thank you for their patience because they're knocking on big doors. Mike sent me something today for American Cancer Society. So we have people out there making it happen. I want to do a quick mention. We have a gentleman who joined us, first time I met him out at this weekend. It is as simple as just talking to people, but in talking to him, He was a highway patrolman and is very close. During the presentation, he texted the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It isn't that's the size of the organization I'm so excited about. It's the incredible work that these organizations do and that we will be able to assist them to generate more funds, to grant more wishes, to build their churches and build their organizations up. So, again, it's a process, but I invite everybody to share and talk about with excitement what we're doing because it is exciting. So, again, I get more calls every day. I start early, and I am energized by the people that I'm working with. But please understand, we are developing the relationship with iDonate. We are learning. We are 4 or 5 months into this. They've been doing it for 6 years, so we do need to go to them at times for developing questions, and they are a great partner. So I really just want to throw out to everybody, share, create activity, use your list. With Core Donate, do exactly the same thing that you've been taught to do with your merchant, because at the root of it, we are a merchant account on Core Donate. We just have additional components. So, Bill, thank you for coming on. I am so energized from things from this weekend and everything that's going on every day. And to be quite, maybe a little bit cheesy, I love what I do, and I love the people that I'm working with. So, again, thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day and weekend.
Hey, Craig, I want to chime in on Craig Diamond, guys. You know, I will tell you, he is a very valuable part of our team. And when he says that he is excited, listen, this guy has taken Core Donate, and you always want to recognize when someone steps out. And Craig Diamond has stepped out. He is somebody who's on a lead, like, you know what, I can't even say the analogy I want to say. But he is on it. He's on it. He follows up. He's easy to work with. I mean, he will do three-way calls. This part of our business, Core Donate, when you have a leader like Craig Diamond that's going to be leading it, I'm telling you, that's going to be a big part of Affinity 24. Hey, Craig, I just want to say I appreciate you. And we were texting back and forth, and he will be doing one of our training sessions called Core Donate, of course. I believe it's on Wednesday from 12 to 2. So this is just one of the things that we're going to be offering at the training center. But I want to say that, Craig, because it really does show when you are excited. And, you know, it leads me to everything shows when you're excited. And you could see some people who are just going through the motions, and some people who are really excited about the journey. And we put together a group of people this last weekend, and also in Houston, wherever there's a live event, guys, you can see the people that are energized. When you talk about Jude and you talk about the people, you know, we had 10 different states represented here in California. And I talked about this on Monday. You know, the true desire comes out when you tell people what to do. And, you know, these people flew across the United States. They came here because they really want this. And I'm telling you right now, as we close up this call, this is for the taking. You're never going to have an opportunity. You may think this is hype. This is just Jeff being hype. No. This opportunity like this comes around once in a lifetime. My 21 years, Lisa and I, our 21 years has brought us to this time and this place. 21 years it took us to get here. Well, you got to look at it the same way. Whatever it is you did in the past, good or bad. I was talking to a couple, Lisa and I, after our meeting on Saturday, and they were talking to us about all their past failures. You know what I said? Okay, I think Lisa said, your past failures brought you to where you are today. It's a sign. So it's not about, wait a minute, I was a failure back then. No, that is why you are here. You have to spin it. Say, forget about what happened in the past. This is a new day every day, and we are a new company. And when we put together this group, guys, and we launch, I'm telling you, it's going to be something that shakes the merchant processing industry. We are going to make waves. and it's going to start from the people on this call. But I'm going to say it again. Some of you won't like me. When we do a call, I've said it three times today, and people still aren't doing it right. It's edification of your leadership and your system. Then go into your testimonial. It is important. I'm not harping on this because it doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Okay, and this is a key point, and we have to get this part right, guys. And that's why we continue, because this is a journey. And my advice is, everybody simply just take the journey. I love Jude's testimony. No, just out there having fun. Just out there, conversation. We were out last night, and one of our distributors, Rowena, was sitting there, and the guy next to her owns all the dollar stores. Yeah, you know the dollar stores? Conversation ensues. Here we go, back and forth. She starts telling them what we're doing. Cars are exchanged. I don't know what's going to happen, but you know what? She took advantage of that opportunity. I'm watching. Then I'm watching this other lady, say, who met a lady at the health club that day. She started talking to this lady at the health club. She brought this couple last night. They're so excited. They're getting involved. They'll be here Saturday. Then she dragged two more people she met at the health club. The first day, she's taking advantage of every opportunity. Because you know why? She said, we don't have these opportunities in my country. Okay? They're from a different part of the world. They said, that's why we appreciate this. And we're going to take advantage and talk to everybody because we believe this is the greatest opportunity we've ever seen. That's how we have to treat this, guys. Listen, I appreciate everybody and what they're doing. And remember, today at 4 o'clock is the webinar. Sunday at 6, okay, we have the webinar, and then we're going to be announcing some new things that I really believe are going to make a huge difference in everybody's pocketbook. So, Bill, if you want to add something, okay, we had a great call today. And I look forward to talking to everybody today at 4 o'clock.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much again. Great call. You know, I just want to tell everybody how much I really appreciate all the ones that are chiming in, that are letting us know what's going on out there around the country and especially right there in the backyard. And wish all the folks that are headed to Houston a successful trip. So great call. Guys, we'll see you Monday. Get on these webinars. And be sure when you get these text blasts to send it out to your team. We're automating the systems. We don't have everything quite automated to send a global text blast. So when you get an email or you get a text, be sure to be the leader. Get them out to your organization. Make sure everybody gets on these calls. Guys, same time, same place. We'll see you guys next week on Monday. Thanks.